people who got the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines may soon be eligible for a booster shot. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday signed off on a plan for boosters. The CDC will take up the issue today. For more on the FDA decision, we're now joined by Dr. Ofer Levy. He's a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee and the director of the Precision Vaccines Program at Boston Children's Hospital. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Rupa.
So what's your reaction to this big step closer towards booster shots?
I think this is a big win for the American people. We are still in the midst of this pandemic. We're not out of the woods yet. Vaccines remain one of the most important interventions we have to protect the American people. And I believe that, Americans should avail themselves. I mean, soon we're going to be hearing from CDC about their recommendation on how to implement this FDA decision. But at that juncture, I recommend that Americans avail themselves of these boosters if they fall into the categories that qualify for them, because we are seeing waning immunity. And that means that after a while, the body's immune response to the original shot of the vaccine weakens. For example, antibody levels get lower, and we're seeing a higher risk of breakthrough infection with longer time from last immunization.
The FDA plan would also let people who got one type of COVID shot to get any other kind as a booster. Do you see that as a way to make sure people get that booster?
That does provide more paths for any given American to get their booster shot, the flexibility to use a heterologous booster. In other words, this mix and match approach means that somebody, for example, who got their first dose of J&J could partner with their healthcare provider to get a second dose of a different platform, such as an mRNA vaccine, such as Moderna or possibly Pfizer.
And should we be focused on booster shots over trying to get some people to get their first shot?
Well, certainly getting people their first shot is the major priority in the vaccination campaign. We've made progress, but we're not there yet. I think it's still less than 60% of the U.S. public, eligible U.S. public immunized. That's progress, but we're not there yet. We want to see those numbers in the 80 to 90%, as Dr. Fauci has pointed out. We're hoping to get into herd immunity. Our panel, our FDA vaccine advisory panel, reviewed data from the state of Israel, the Ministry of Health in Israel. Dr. Sharon Alroy-Priest presented very impressive data from their campaign and their booster campaign, which suggested they may also be seeing signs of some herd immunity with the booster campaign. Yes, you're right. Number one is immunizing those who've never received a single shot yet. And with that, for those who've received shots, and it's time has passed, if you fall into the category as recommended and sufficient time has passed from your prior dose, it's possible your immune response has weakened, has waned, and your antibodies come down, and you would benefit from a booster dose to make sure you have sufficient immunity to prevent a serious COVID.
Okay, turning to another population, how soon do you expect the government will sign off on a COVID vaccine for children younger than 12?
Well, that's a very pertinent question, because this coming Tuesday, the 26th of October, our FDA advisory panel will meet to deliberate, to review data on the safety and efficacy of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine in children 5 to 11 years of age. If the committee then concludes that this is a safe and effective intervention for children of that age, we will vote accordingly, and FDA will take our vote into advisement. FDA will make the final determination. That's led by Dr. Peter Marks of the Vaccine Division for FDA. And then if FDA takes that action, then it goes to the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, to decide how to implement that. So we meet Tuesday. If that goes well, I don't want to prejudge the data. We're going to call it as we see it. But if that goes well, then that moves forward to CDC, and it's conceivable that within 1 to 2 weeks, there could be a recommendation around that for children of those ages.
Dr. Ofer Levy, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa.